Hello, everyone. Most of you regular listeners are aware that I have been working throughout the year to organize the second annual SRF conference, which is in Orlando, Florida on November 30th and December 1st. This is really just a few days away now if you think about it. So as you can imagine, I have been prioritizing that project lately and haven't devoted as much brain space to SYNGAP1 stories. Talk about privilege and brain space, right? Anyway, for those of you who follow Mike Graglia's SYNGAP 10 podcast, this is a repeat of the episode Lauren Perry and I hosted back in July that highlights information and details about this year's conference. We now have all of the registrations open for the conference, for the hotel block, for the family dinner, so don't hesitate and register now. I cannot emphasize that enough. Please join us. So without further delay, I give you Lauren Perry and me circa July 2023. Enjoy, and thanks for listening. Hello, SYNGAP land. My name is Ashley Fry, host of SYNGAP One Stories, but not tonight. Tonight, I am joined by Lauren Perry, and we are hosting SYNGAP 10, and this is episode number 109. I wish it were a rounder one, like we get to do episode 100 or 110. We get 109. Womp womp. No, I'm kidding. We're really excited about it. And yeah, the reason why we get to take over the mic today is because Lauren and I are going to share some what to expect, what you should do, frequently asked questions about our upcoming second annual SYNGAP 10 SRF conference. Drum roll. Everybody knows at this point already, but it's going to be in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And we're going to give you all of the juicy details, everything that you might need to know at this point. So we will say that today is, we're recording on July 19th, and the conference is a few months away. So there may be some things that we don't know that are going to happen yet. So you're just going to have to stay tuned. And I think you can do that. All right, Lauren, are you ready to kick us off?
Sure thing. I'm going to ask Ashley some questions here and she's going to fill us in.
Do it.
The basics. So we're going to start with who. Who's this for?
This is for everyone. I'm talking about families. I'm talking about caregivers. I'm including immediate family, extended family, if you're a grandparent or an auntie. And we're even including scientists, neurologists, people in the space who professionally care about SYNGAP1. We all care about it as caregivers because it affects our daily lives. Well, it affects those others, the like scientists and neurologists on in their daily lives, but in a very different way. We're including everybody. We're having two important days, and the first is going to be a science day, and the second is going to be a family day. We'll give you all the details in a minute.
That's right. So what? The what is our second annual SRF SYNGAP1 conference? Where? Go ahead.
Where? I think I touched on it. Beautiful, sunny Orlando, Florida. This is going to be a beautiful location. The conference itself is going to be held at the hotel where we have room blocks. It's the Embassy Suites by Hilton Orlando on International Drive Convention Center. So the link to that hotel is in the show notes. It has an atrium style setup for anybody who hasn't been in an Embassy Suites. It's gorgeous. And essentially our entire group for this conference is going to take over the whole hotel for a couple of nights. The first floor has lots of seating and breakfast areas. And I'm pretty sure they even have someone on the breakfast staff who makes omelets to order. It's legit. And the coolest thing about it is as an atrium style, like all of the rooms are essentially like on the outside of the building looking in. So we'll be able to look over the balcony and like see who's downstairs and who's just come out of their room that you want to go talk to. It's awesome.
I'm going to yell like, Ashley.
Yeah, please do.
So when is it?
When is Thursday, November 30th and Friday, December 1st, 2023? We're going to do a SeaWorld outing the following Saturday after Family Day Friday. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But our recommendations are for families to arrive on Wednesday evening, especially if you want to join the Science Day, and leave on Sunday. This gives you lots of time to spend and enjoy and just be in Orlando with everybody and with your family. And this whole strategy, okay, so for those of you who don't yet know, the strategy behind the SRF conference and when we plan it and where we plan it is to piggyback piggyback off of where the annual AES conference is. AES is the American Epilepsy Society, and they bounce around their conference each year. So we bounce around each year after them. So last year was in Nashville, this year is in Orlando, and next year, 2024, is in Los Angeles.
Right. And why are we doing this?
Because this is a once in a year opportunity to be in the same room with multiple SYNGAP families from not only around the US, but around the world. I think Lauren, we had something like 50 families represented at the conference last year. And that was our first annual. And
over 10 countries, mistaken, I mean,
like 10 countries, families from 10 different countries around the world. There's just not another opportunity for this in SYNGAP land other than our conference.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, the next probably most important detail at the very moment is registration. And then we'll put that link to register in the show notes. It'll be there. But go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. So there are a couple things that you need to register for. You need to register for Science Day. If you're a scientist or a researcher, you get in free. Woo! If you're a caregiver, it's $25. And if you're an industry person, it's $200. Please and thank you. Register for Family Day. For caregivers, it's $100. SYNGAPians are free, always. And children under the ages of 14 are also free. You also need to get your hotel room. We have a room block. I think I mentioned that at the top, but check the show notes for the link. You can find the link to register for all of these things there. And depending on which hotel room you select, it will either be $189 or $199 a night plus tax to Uncle Sam. And there are extra perks included for our group. The hotel has free breakfast, including those made-to-order omelets I mentioned. And it also has a pool. So if your SYNGAPian, like my SYNGAPian, loves water and loves swimming, take advantage of the pool. Bring your swim trunks.
Perfect. Here's a good question. Should people bring their SYNGAPian or not?
This is a great question. So yes, and if you bring your SYNGAPian and you want to attend the Science Day conferences and most of the Family Day conference, I would say you need to bring a caregiver. You need to bring somebody who can watch your SYNGAPian when you are trying to learn. Last year, we had some parents tag team. One parent would go into the conference for a little while. The other one would watch the SYNGAPian. A lot of our SYNGAPians are young and they still take naps. So that was kind of a trade-off that had to be made. But we have secured, a room with a TV and a bathroom on the second floor that will have things to entertain your SYNGAPian, but it will not be staffed by an SRF representative. You are responsible for your child or children. I'm hoping that I can find like a local musician or a music therapist to come in, but this is still being ironed out, so stay tuned. We really want everyone to join and like just be human beings again, right? Mm-hmm. So come and enjoy the conference, engage, meet other families and scientists. And if your SYNGAPian allows for you to do that and you don't need help, don't bring help. If you do need help, bring help. We want to support everybody. And that means supporting you as the caregiver, but also you as somebody who needs to plan for the things and needs to be tuned into this particular conference. So on Thursday, going back to the being human beings, on Thursday after the science presentations, we're going to have small reservations at various restaurants for families to have dinner together. And on Friday after Family Day, we're planning a huge caregiver dinner for everyone who wants to join. So more details are going to be released about those as we get closer to the event. And I want to say, like, if last year's family dinner was any indication of what to expect, it's going to be delicious and it's going to be a fabulous opportunity to get to know each other even more.
That was a highlight.
The other
thing
I would say about, right? And so this event is in Orlando. This place is built for kids, and we want you to be able to take advantage of potential family vacation time, right? And last year, one of the things that providers and scientists repeatedly told us throughout the conference was how much they loved seeing our patients in the room. It was one thing that was mentioned to us more often than anything else from these from professionals. But it is a professional conference, so please have a care plan in place.
Yeah. perfect. Oh yeah, it's so fun seeing Sungapians like together too. I don't know,
that it was is.
Nice because we don't get to see too many of each other, so that is mm-mm. nice. Okay, we're here at Science Day. What is happening Science Day that we know?
Oh, Science Day is going to be stacked. It's going to be about an 8-hour day, and it's going to have presentations from neurologists and scientists and professionals and industry representatives. We're going to learn updates on some of the projects we've funded, hear from researchers learning more about the work they're doing, and therapy development for pharma leaders. We're kind of planning on about 24 speakers. It's going to be an amazing stacked day. Families are welcome. It may be a long day for kids, and honestly, it's going to be a long day for non-scientist adults as well. But take breaks or choose the presentations you're the most interested in and just join for those. As I mentioned earlier, some parents tag-teamed a lot of that day, and there's a pool. So if you need a break, you got a pool.
Perfect. All right. And then the next day, family day. What happens family day?
Family day is also going to be about an 8-hour day, and it's going to have topics and presenters that affect us and can speak to us as a Syngap community. So we're going to have a lot of family stories. We're going to have a behavior presentation by a provider who has actually worked with multiple Syngapians. We're going to get to know the movers and shakers within the SRF organization itself, and we're going to have some breakout sessions. There's also going to be a lot of time to connect with each other, because that was one of the things that we learned from last year is we just didn't feel like we had enough time to really get to know each other during the conference. So we're going to build in a lot of time for connection there. Also this year, we're going to have a special session for our Spanish-speaking caregivers. More details are coming about all of this later. In addition to all of the presentations, Combined Brain will be present and doing blood draws for our Syngapians and family members.
For the biorepository, that'll be great. Right. And then what about Saturday?
Saturday is still being ironed out, but we are going to take a group trip to SeaWorld. We are going to we're going to bombard the gates and arrive in all of our glory with our sunscreen and all of our stuff that we need to both just enjoy being around each other and our families some more, but to relax and hang out and like build in some family time in Orlando, right? Like this is one of the perks of being in Orlando that has theme parks like this. Like next year, I mentioned we're going to be in Los Angeles. Los Angeles has some cool stuff, but Orlando has SeaWorld and has Disney. So we're going to try to build in some really cool excursions.
That's going to be really fun for sure. Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's kind of the agenda, but then we want to just mention we have t-shirts and link for the shirts will be in the show notes. I'm wearing mine right now.
Mine haven't arrived yet, but I've got them coming. And if you watched episode 108, I always feel like, okay, so sidebar, I always feel like Mike references a bunch of his previous podcast episodes. That's so true. If go back and watch episode 108 where Mike models his shirt, you'll see it there. But great. Like the last thing that I want to say about the conference is that the biggest benefit of a conference for a rare disease group like ours is to unite our families. Syngap is isolated geographically and is isolating within each of our own communities for numerous reasons. So come and meet the most Syngapians any of us have ever seen in one room. Be a part of that history. Chat with others who you don't have to explain yourself to or apologize to. If you haven't been around any other Syngapian families yet, you'll see that this is the only group of people who really get you and your situation and accept you without judgment. Trust me, you want to have us in your lives, and we want you in our lives.
Perfect. Thank you, Ashley, for doing
this. Yeah. So, Lauren, I think we should take over Syngap 10 more often.
Let's do. I'll just giggle the entire time with you. I love you.
Okay. That's great. And we should say that we went well over 10 minutes, but it's fine.
14 minutes. It's fine. Yeah. They're used to it.
All right, everybody. Until next time, thanks. We'll see you then.
All right. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and like us wherever you're listening. For more information about today's guest and SYNGAP1, please check out our show notes. Your suggestions are always welcome. Please email us at ed@curesyngap1.org.